I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate. The family member also confirmed Robinson had a gray Dodge Challenger. Investigators identified an individual as the roommate of Robinson. Investigators interviewed that roommate, who stated that his roommate, referring to Robinson, made a joke on Discord. Investigators asked if he would show them the messages on Discord. He opened it and showed several messages to investigators and allowed investigators to take photos of the screen as each message was shown by Robinson's roommate.
That is the announcement regarding the man now charged with killing Charlie Kirk. Normally, I do not identify such people and events. I don't want to give them the publicity and everything that comes with it. But if there are some cases, you cannot ignore it. This is a 22-year-old, and he obviously had plotted it well ahead to be in position when Charlie Kirk showed up at the university to speak. There are stories coming out as to how it all broke apart and he got caught that quickly. Some are pointing to family members, even a preacher being involved. Exactly in what fashion and how, yet to be made clear. But as far as authorities are concerned, they've got the man. He is being held without bail, and he's not going to be let out anytime soon. Certainly, even with a bail opportunity, it's not going to happen, and nor should it. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. Motive? Well, everything indicated he considered Charlie Kirk to be a fascist. Can he even tell me what a fascist is? Because a fascist would do exactly what he did to Kirk. You try to control people, you don't like what they say, you silence them. He had written different symbols and remarks on some of the bullet casings or the shells themselves that were recovered. He fired only one bullet. It was a bolt action. But he had other shells in the mag that could be loaded by pulling the bolt action back and putting another shot into the muzzle. One of the bullets had on it, "Hey, fascist, catch." Deranged, that could be an excuse going forward. But I'm not so sure that's going to hold up with all the premeditation that went into it. And he did message a roommate about the need to retrieve the rifle. And then there is a report that he confessed to his father. And his father said, "You need to turn yourself in." The fact that his picture was everywhere, plus a reward offered, some are asking, how was that decision made where they look back to a prior crime that shook our nation? I'll get to that later in this hour. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch right now. You go to News Talk STL or Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. You go to Larry Connors USA, Facebook and Rumble. And I'm just checking a date here to make sure. Yep. This month is going by so fast. I remind you that with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave every hour with more knowledge than you had as we began the hour. And if you heard the first hour, you're going to hear some of the similar sound bites we use, but different context for them. But I wanted to take a moment to remind you, next week, next Thursday, Steve Forbes will be speaking at Lindenwood College University, I should point out, and you can get tickets. They are free. You get them through News Talk STL, but you're going to have a ticket to get in. If you want to attend, contact us at News Talk STL and say you need tickets. And again, without tickets, you can't get in. And I would imagine that point and security will be increased, as it probably will be for any political or anyone of importance speaking anywhere in the nation. Be it on a campus, a Republic event, or maybe just walking down the street. You can't stop everything. I do know this. Those that want to blame the guns, and yes, this guy should not have had that gun, but what in the past would have sent off alarms? Well, some of the content that he was sharing with a friend, as we're going to hear later, suggests, yeah, there was something going on here, but nobody raised an alarm. They think if we just post on campus, gun-free zone, nobody will violate the gun-free zone. The one who will violate the gun-free zone is more than likely going to be looking to take out vulnerable people who obviously have no guns because they follow the law. There are several entertainment events I don't go to anymore. That would include sports events. I'm not worried about a shooting inside the event, but going to and from the car, then I do worry, regardless of where it's held. I'm not trying to characterize any one part of the community. And I know many others do the same. I will state this, and I've said it before, even though you have the right to carry your gun openly, don't do that. I mean, that just might, pun intended, trigger someone. Or they might try to get it away from you. And if you're not experienced in what you're doing and they get it away from you, then you'll be at the receiving end of what you thought would protect you. But guns are not the issue. It's the people and what they do with them. Cash Patel today laid out just how fast and how the intel was gathered to lead to the shooter.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops. The FBI and our partners are proud to stand here today together to bring justice to the family of Charlie Kirk and honor his memory. I want to express my deep gratitude to President Trump, the Vice President, and the entire White House who have been so incredibly supportive with both resources and just personally to the FBI as a team. They had our backs the entire way, and I just want to express my gratitude for giving us the resources we need to operate in this space to bring this sort of justice at this sort of speed. In 33 hours, we have made historic progress for Charlie. Let out on this investigation. A little bit of the timeline. Charlie was shot at 12:23 p.m. on Wednesday. The first FBI agents arrived on scene in 16 minutes with chiefs of police at 12:39 and secured the scene. The FBI immediately launched fixed-wing assets. We utilized these assets to transport personnel specialty technicians, hostage rescue teams. We also utilize these assets to go back and forth from the East Coast and here in Utah to transport forensic evidence and other evidence that will be analyzed and is being analyzed at our FBI laboratories in Quantico and other laboratories, including the ATF. At my direction, the FBI released the first set of FBI photos of the suspect at 10 a.m. local time on 9/11. Then, shortly thereafter, the FBI reward of $100,000 was released at 10:45 a.m. local. Myself and Deputy Director Bongino arrived on scene at approximately 5:30 p.m. on 9/11. And just last night, the suspect was taken into custody at 10 p.m. local time. In less than 36 hours, 33 to be precise, thanks to the full weight of the federal government and leading out with the partners here in the state of Utah and Governor Cox, the suspect was apprehended in a historic time period.
Now, it's something about releasing that information and the reward right away. Jason Pack, a retired FBI special agent, said this strategy, obviously intentional, designed to protect the investigation and public safety. He said, you look back at the same thing was done with the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. You need to withhold the identity, but at some point you need to generate public tips and stronger ones and focus on confirmed images rather than unverified names. You need biometrics records. He said, it's the same playbook we used in Boston. Show the public what you're about to trigger as far as quality tips and hold what is not yet courtroom ready. The FBI withheld the names of the Boston Marathon investigation as they were releasing the images. But then, of course, they were identified. And they pointed out that the fact that he's the Kirk killer was wearing Converse sneakers, that drew widespread attention. And he adds that footwear alone does not define tradecraft. Some would use black or anything that would blend in, but it was something that's why we wanted it out. Utah Governor Spencer Cox on added information.
These photos consisted of various messages, including content of messages between the phone contact named Tyler with an emoji icon and Robinson's roommate's device. The content of these messages included messages affiliated with the contact Tyler, stating a need to retrieve a rifle from a drop point, leaving the rifle in a bush, messages related to visually watching the area where a rifle was left, and a message referring to having left the rifle wrapped in a towel. The messages also refer to engraving bullets and a mention of a scope and the rifle being unique. Messages from the contact Tyler also mentioned that he had changed outfits.
Now, that was some of the information that we're gathering from one of the accused killer's social media friend. Laying that out. CNN is citing sources that tell them that Tyler Robinson confessed to his father. And his father said, we need to call police. And a minister might have been brought in at that point. Some of that's still to be decided, or I should say made public. You have to understand there are Democrats, even hard leftists, who are condemning the Kirk assassination. And for now, we can give them the grace to accept that they are sincere. But I have to ask, for how long, Senator Bernie Sanders?
I want to say a few words regarding the terrible murder yesterday of Charlie Kirk, someone who I strongly disagreed with on almost every issue, but who was clearly a very smart and effective communicator and organizer, and someone unafraid to get out into the world and engage the public. My condolences go out to his wife and his family. A free and democratic society, which is what America is supposed to be about, depends upon the basic premise that people can speak out, organize, and take part in public life without fear, without worrying that they might be killed, injured, or humiliated for expressing their political views.
Now, I certainly agree with everything Bernie Sanders said, and I like to believe that he means it. I like to believe that other Democrats, even, quote, hard left, if you're going to put that label out there, also accept that. But I have, in contrast, right in front of me, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, in an interview late yesterday with MSNBC, criticizing conservative leaders who are supporting him anyway, and then also going after Trump because how dare conservatives call political violence a left-wing problem that they are, quote, themselves disgusting and that they are full of stuff. She said, I thought the president's address to the nation would have been a lot more compassionate filled, less partisan. She added, he doesn't even know who the assassin is, and for that point, at that time, he didn't. And she adds, for him to say it's a left-wing lunatic, it kind of denigrated the president's status in his office. What I do know for sure, she said, is that Charlie was someone who once said, guns save lives, and he said it after a school shooting. You see what the connection and what she's trying to say? Trying to put words into Charlie's mouth, into his dead body, that he was a victim of saying that guns were good. So I don't know where the left is, and by that I mean the far left with Omar. If you stand with Omar, I will call you the far left. If you are to her right, then you're not in the same camp. And then she made and played the race card. She said, Charlie was always someone willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Have no regard, downplay slavery, what black people have gone through in this country. Therein lies the real story of those on the other side. They're not like you and me, even if you're not like me. They are so far off the edge. Are there some on, quote, our side the same way? Yep. Call them out. If you see a threat, notify police. Coming up, you're going to hear from the last one to ask a question before Kirk was struck down. He posted video of his reaction. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving, 314-241-0600, 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
People have obviously pointed to the irony that the point that I was trying to make is how peaceful the left was right before he got shot. And that only makes sense if we stay peaceful. And as much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, I'm on the record for how much I disagree with Charlie Kirk, but like, man, dude, he is still a human being. Have we forgotten that? Are we crazy? Like,
that is the voice of Hunter Kozak, and admitted, as he calls himself, a left winger in Utah. And he went to the Turning Point rally because he wanted to confront and question Charlie Kirk, not with bullets, but with words. He was one of the ones who had been chosen to speak out because Charlie Kirk had the attitude. In fact, his table was covered with a sign, "Prove me wrong." He wanted to engage in debate with students, not to demean them, but to make them think. If you really believe in that, back it up. And Hunter Kozak was the one with that last question to Charlie before he was hit by a bullet. He put that out on Facebook or his social media after word came out that Kirk was killed. But he's also saying, I disagreed with him. I mean, are we forgetting he was a human being? Hunter, I praise you for recognizing that. I wish everyone else would, regardless of which side you might be on. He had asked Charlie Kirk, "Do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last several years?" And Kirk answered back, "Counting or not counting, gain violence, which you cannot deny. That happens on a continuous basis, and it gets little, if any, coverage. D.C. has been relatively safe since Trump sent National Guard troops in and federalized the police. He is releasing his grip on that city in federalizing the police and preparing to pull the troops out. He is going to send troops into Memphis. And the Memphis mayor and the governor of that state welcome it because they know we need that kind of show of force in our city to bring an end to the violence. Yet in Chicago, the mayor and the governor of that state continue to insist you will send them in here only after fighting their way through us. They're leaving their citizens as victims. Will that change? I don't know. The man now charged 22-year-old Tyner Robinson being held without bail. And apparently he had told his father, confessed to his father, according to CNN, and a couple of the sources have reported it. Again, I don't know if they're independently verified, but that he told his father he did it, and his father said, we need to turn you in. And I think he might have called a minister, the Baptist, not the Baptist, but the minister of their church to come with them at the point. But his son's face is everywhere. What kind of person was this? Who was he? Well, Tyner Robinson, according to, now here's another source saying that a family member reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them, or at least implied he had committed the incident. Fox News Digital says, looking at since-deleted Facebook post, they paint a picture of his life in Washington County, Utah. Family milestones, birthdays, school achievements. It was confirmed that he was a student for a period of time in the Washington School District from 2008 to May 2021, attending Pineview Middle School and Pineview High School. By 2021, he was shown moving into Utah State University. Photos outside the Richard Anderson Engineering Building. The university stated, Utah State University confirms that Tyler Robinson did attend the state of university for one semester in 2021. He was a pre-engineering major, took classes consistent with that major for his one semester. Now, here at the time of his arrest, he's a third-year student in the electrical apprenticeship program at Dixie Technical College. Maybe he decided classwork study wasn't for him, but he had skills, and skilled labor is needed in this nation. So he decided to go to Dixie Technical College. The Utah Board of Higher Education said he is, quote, a third-year student in the electrical apprenticeship program at Dixie Technical College. He had briefly attended Utah State University one semester in 2021 and received concurrent enrollment credit through Utah Tech University while in high school, 2019 through 2021. Bright young man, obviously. Politically, you could say messed up, but if you agree with some of his political thoughts, you would disagree with my statement. But do you disagree if I say obviously he went overboard in taking his political differences with Charlie Kirk to the point of killing him? I read earlier to you remarks from Ilhan Omar, and you heard directly from Bernie Sanders. They're in contrast with each other. You do know that. Bernie is, quote, far left, but that, in my opinion, puts Ilhan Omar into outer space compared to Bernie and his remarks. When she wants to go ahead and chastise Trump calling out this violence, putting it up on the left, well, where else would you put it? And let me remind you of something that they were doing around January 6th, because she wanted to flash back to the Floyd killing and say that they're ignoring that and the black repercussions and black slavery and everything else. It's not denying any of that. It's just that that was not the point. But same thing when I bring up January 6th is really not the point, but you do remember how they were calling everyone on the right as a threat to our nation, a threat to our democracy, our republic. Well, there are two universities that, due to social media posts made after Kirk's death, had taken some action, firing employees. A University of Mississippi staff member had reshared what the university says were hurtful and sensitive comments regarding the murder of Charlie Kirk. These run completely counter to our institutional values of civility, fairness, and respecting the dignity of each person. We condemn these actions, and this staff member is no longer employed by the university. Good. That's the University of Mississippi. The Middle Tennessee State University president said an employee at their school, quote, offered inappropriate, callous comments on social media. The comments by this employee, who worked in a position of trust directly with students, were inconsistent with our values and have undermined our university's credibility and reputation with our students, faculty, and the community at large. This employee has been fired effectively. I should say it, fired immediately. And then adding sympathies to the Kirk family. And then there's this. The Pentagon felt necessary to put this statement out. It is unacceptable for military personnel and Department of War, that's where they are now, the Department of War, and Department of War civilians to celebrate or mock the assassination of a fellow American. The Department of War has zero tolerance for it. We are tracking all of these incidents closely and will address them immediately. Completely unacceptable. Apparently there were posts displaying contempt, and they say they're going to take proper actions against them. Good. The Army Secretary General declaring posts that celebrate or mock the assassination of a fellow American are inconsistent with Army values. Full stop. We cannot allow that kind of activity to continue, and certainly not inside our military. The Utah governor had a message earlier today for the message for the youth of his state and for America, and a message for all Americans when you get down to it. That story when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation.
rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter.
Do you want?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Over the last 48 hours, I have been as angry as I have ever been, as sad as I have ever been. And it was, as anger pushed me to the brink, it was actually Charlie's words that pulled me back. I'd like to share some of those. And specifically right now, if I could, I need to talk to the young people in our state, in my state, and all across the country. As President Trump reminded me, he said, you know who really loved Charlie? The youths. And he's right. Young people love Charlie, and young people hated Charlie. And Charlie went into those places anyway. And these are the words that have helped me. Charlie said, when people stop talking, that's when you get violence. He said, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. The only way out of the labyrinth of suffering is to forgive. Welcome without judgment, love without condition, forgive without limit. He said, always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much.
I agree with that. That is Utah Governor Spencer Cox. I made a misstatement earlier, and I want to correct it. I had said that Kirk had been banned from college campuses at some points, but he actually wasn't. But in many cases, they did everything they could to keep him from showing up. And other conservative voices were banned, especially at the University of Berkeley, where supposedly the freedom of speech was enshrined for universities. The academic world was basically where you could speak out and learn and exchange ideas. But every time Kirk wanted to show up somewhere, there were many efforts to try to have him go somewhere else, and he would find another place. The FBI is reporting that there are, and I don't know why it brought this issue up, but black students being targeted this week with racist death threats. Right after Kirk was killed at Unitas University. New York University, black students reportedly receiving a threatening manifesto targeting them. I don't know if that's true, but I'll make this very, very clear. If you or anyone that you know was part of writing such a manifesto, if it is true, I condemn you. And I call you out. We have no place for that in our nation. Boston University College young Republicans have said we are going to need more security around here. Some of our campus young Republicans are very fearful. Well, we know that many campus students who are Jewish have been fearful previously anyway. Universities are not supposed to be a killing field. They're supposed to be a place where you can actually learn, not be indoctrinated, but learn and expand your horizons and your views. Politico had an article I want to share with you. And again, I always try to give you the source because they did the work, they get the credit. And if they're wrong, they also get the blame. And there's a thin line between credit and blame. But this is an opinion piece written by one of their columnists, and maybe they call him a journalist, I'm not sure. But looking at the way it's written, it's really more of an opinion piece, which is fine. Politico. And they're talking about, if you understood how what Kirk understood, except maybe Donald Trump, how power really operates within the MAGA movement. They're raising the question as to why doesn't the left have someone equal to Kirk on their side? And then they add that as the myriad tributes to Kirk in the day since his death have been captured, he served a dizzy array of functions within the broader Trumpian universe. A firebrand activist and debater, a media mega personality overseeing a vast digital empire, the head of a multi-million dollar political machine at Turning Point USA, a popularizer of the ideological fashions of the young and online right, an occasional advisor to Trump and his inner circle, and a bosom buddy with many of the most powerful of the White House and Mar-a-Lago. That's a pretty damn long paragraph, but that's the way Politico wrote it. And then it adds, Kirk has no real equivalent on the left. A rough approximation of a left-leaning Kirk, and this is from Politico, a rough appropriation of a left-leaning Kirk would begin with some amalgamation of gun control activist turned erstwhile DNC official David Hogg with the party consensus voice of the Pod Save America crew, supplemented by the online edginess of lefty Stringer Heisen Piker, and the institution-building power of a George Soros. That's a mouthful. I actually did it with just one breath. And then they add, but yet such a figure on the left, as I just described, Politico says, is probably impossible. Kirk's pre-natural charisma and otherworldly fundraising abilities no doubt played a major role in his rise. During his early days of building Turning Point USA, stories circulated of skeptical mega donors suddenly writing five-figure checks after just a brief encounter with the young 18-year-old Charlie Kirk. 18 years old, he was doing this. He died this week at the age of 31, assassinated at one of the very events that he was pushing to promote at 18. Turning Point USA, to get into the minds of young people, especially college students, and get them to love America again. You know you've either heard or read the book and know the phrase, The Greatest Generation. Tom Brokaw of NBC wrote a book with that title, and it is fitting because he's recounting stories of World War II. The young men and women who stepped forward after Pearl Harbor to defend this country. We have problems now getting young men or women to step into a police uniform. And then true, that's understandable because if they're not going to get backing, and they're going to be slurred and slandered even by political leaders of their community, why do that? The military recruitment has been down, but it's turning. pardon me, the numbers are increasing for volunteers going into the military. And every member of the military we have in the last 20 plus years is there on a volunteer basis. They did not get conscripted, no draft. I'm sorry, excuse me again. They want to be there for our nation and maybe for an education. And maybe there's no other job to be had that they were interested in. Or maybe they just thought, I need a change in my life. For whatever reason, they're serving our country, and we thank them. Don't you? There are many Americans who have not served, but they're no less patriotic. That does not qualify you're patriotic and you're not. It does not. The political article continues, reference Charlie Kirk, saying he was clear about his ambition to turn Turning Point USA into kind of a substitute for all the old official actors of the right. He'd recently did an interview with a news organization and saying, we want to be an institution in this country that is as well-known and as powerful as the New York Times, Harvard, and tech companies. And we believe we are creating that. And for that, there were those who hated him. Not everyone hated him, wanted to kill him, but they didn't like him, and they, whether or not they really hated, or if you really set them down, you'd find out, no, I don't hate him, I just disagree with him. There's a big difference. And there's a big difference from hate to wanting to kill him. And I played for you earlier the young man who got to ask the last question before Charlie was hit by a bullet, later posted on video his social media once it was clear that Charlie was dead. He was felt tragic over it. He said, I disagreed with him, but I have we forgot that he was human? I want to go back to Utah Governor Cox and his words that he began this morning that echoed across our nation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident. This information was relayed to the Utah County Sheriff's Office and scene investigators at Utah Valley University. This information was also conveyed to the FBI. Investigators reviewed additional video footage from UVU surveillance and identified Robinson arriving on UVU campus in a gray Dodge Challenger at approximately 8:29 a.m. on September 10th, in which he is observed on video in a plain maroon t-shirt, light-colored shorts, a black hat with a white logo, and light-colored shoes. When encountered in person by investigators in Washington County on September 12th, in the early morning hours, Robinson was observed in consistent clothing with those surveillance images.
And as they began to realize this is the guy, his family called police or the sheriff's office and said, our son wants to turn himself in, says he's responsible for killing Charlie Kirk. And they might have had a minister with them. There have been conflicting stories on that, but I have no doubt they possibly did. And at last report, and of course this could change at any moment, Tyler Robinson, age 22, is not speaking to investigators. I don't know if he's lawyered up or just not saying anything. But there's so much evidence. Him on the videotape, they've got it timestamped. Once they realize who they're looking for, they go back to their video and they see that he arrived on the campus at 11:52, 8 minutes before Kirk was to begin his rally. And at 12:23, a shot was fired. And they were then clearing the campus. Classes suspended. But they caught video of him coming from an area and moving out. At the time, that video meant nothing to them. And then once they got into talking to family members and a friend of Tyler Robinson admitted, yeah, we'd talked about going to Charlie Kirk because we hate him, wanted to say something to him. And then he shared with investigators some social media post that he says Tyler had sent him. And it was not a process of praising him. It didn't really call directly for violence, but still it was enough. It did include you need to recover the rifle and giving information as to where to find it and the scope attached to it in the woods. And sure enough, investigators got to that location as identified to his friend, and they now have the rifle. And ballistics will confirm or not, but I say they will confirm the slug that killed Charlie Kirk was fired from that very rifle. This has been a traumatic week in so many ways. Kirk, 9/11. This weekend, make sure you take time to hug your loved ones. Will you do that? But do join us here again Monday. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.